Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to a new episode. My name is Martina, and with me is Natalie. Today we'll talk about traps in translating from German to English, so stay tuned.
Imagine a typical day at a German school. An English teacher asks her students in the third year of learning English to make up dialogues to practice their language skills. While listening to her students, the teacher makes some rather surprising discoveries about the fluency of her students.
Silence in the box. Rip you together. You makes me fox devils wild.
Uh-oh, with her it's not good cherry eating today.
On every case, but don't talk of cherries, I have so hunger.
You need to practice more, your English is under all pig.
Well, we're overseating all wordly.
Yeah, I find that makes us nobody so quickly after.
And she needs to calm down. No master fell from the heavens yet.
Oh, I think I spied her. Shame you what?
So, what happened here? Those two students and the teacher are just an exaggerated example of a few phenomena that happen to many German people trying to translate their thoughts into English. Many learners of the English language not only make the mistakes of translating everything literally, or wordly, as the student said, but also mix up sayings that only exist in German or are expressed differently in English.
Exactly. But the good news here, German and English are closely related and have many words in common. And the bad news? German and English are closely related and have many words in common. Among the many words that the two languages have in common lurk the so-called false friends. False friends prove to be very difficult for German students of the English language because they look or sound identical or similar to a word in English, but don't mean the same thing. There are also genuine cognates which have the same root or ancestor and closely correspond to each other. And because of the language relationship between English and German, with the development of Old English as a West Germanic language, we can find many words in English and German that share the same root. At one point, one of the students remarks that he has so hunger. An excellent example to start cleaning up the confusion of what our students said. The expression Hunger haben uses a noun to transport its meaning, while English uses an adjective. This is not as false a friend as the other examples may be. Still, it's important to remember that you look out for words like haben and have that look similar and also mean the same, but are used in different syntactical constructions. Another trap that you may be lured into is the different use of machen and to make, as was done by our unknowing student when saying that nobody can make that after, when in fact he meant to say nobody can match us. Actually, the word nachmachen in the sense of copying or mimicking someone does not translate into English at all. This is due to the fact that English does not allow compounds to be formed as freely as in German. As tempting as it may be, do not try to make it after those two. Being fox devils wild is of course another of those instances where a compound is translated literally into English. Doesn't it make you hopping mad to have to look out for all those traps as well? And last but not least, words that belong to more than one word category in one language, but not in the other, can prove to be very troublesome. Spider is not only an icky crawling animal and a noun, but also refers to a person going crazy. The verb spinnen has nothing to do with spinning around in circles, but with simply being nuts. In any case, do not make the mistake of translating everything literally, because if you overseed wordly, the person you are talking to might think you spider.
Well, that was quite enlightening. So there are not only a similar words with completely different meaning, but also some of them mean the same, but can't be used in the same context. Having to remember all of that can really make you fox devils wide, no?
Yeah. But now that we know about false friends, we also have to look out for traps that come with German sayings that are just waiting for us to walk right into them and present our English as under our pig.
We Germans seem to have different locations to do certain things. For example, for laughing, we go into the cellar. And when we have to be silent, we're silent in a box. It is such a common thing to say that nearly every German knows what they ought to do when being told so. Of course, it is not to be taken literally. We don't hide in boxes when we are not supposed to speak. It is, however, an established saying and can be very confusing for non-native speakers. Once it finally got quiet in such a box, we have to keep ourselves together to stay quiet. But we don't only keep ourselves together, we rip ourselves together. This might sound rather violent to an English speaker, but ripping seems to have become the most efficient way. Though the origin of the saying is rather simple. In the complete version, you rip your strap together, which means a belt, and dates back to World War I when soldiers had to retain the composure, ripping their belts off their uniforms. If you can't manage to rip it together at times, you might be a person not to be a good cherry eating with. A valid thing to say if you generally refuse every cherry you offer just because you don't like the taste, but if it's said by someone who does not know about your dislike of them, the meaning behind that is a nasty one. In medieval Germany, a cherry was a very rare fruit. Only wealthy people were able to afford them or in the possession of their own tree in the garden. So, therefore, neighbors occasionally happened to drop by, trying to start a conversation and being offered some cherries. However, once the real purpose of their visit was revealed, they were pelted with the cherry stones until they left. But that's what you get for being after your neighbor's cherries, you naughty scamp. Such a behavior is just under all pig. I doubt the existence of any high morality on the part of a pig, so that it would refuse the opportunity to steal food at a close-by barn. But, as you might have already guessed, again, this saying has a totally different meaning. An action under all pig is an action under all norm, and is originally Yiddish. The term Sau of the German unter aller Sau developed from the word Seo, which means norm. So, we don't accuse pigs of generally bad behavior, but point out that the expectations haven't been achieved. Expectations can vary, of course, and some set higher standards than others. But if they're getting ridiculous and not achievable, they might have been set by a person sitting on a very high horse. You might already know this expression. It does not only exist among the German riding society, but just to make it clear, there are German horsemen who are very easy to please and show no signs of being arrogant or smug. Apparently, medieval German horsemen didn't. If you couldn't afford your own cherry tree in the backyard, you definitely couldn't afford a horse. As like most of all the other fun things to do, riding a horse remained an activity of the nobility. I imagine one of the worst things to raise a German's temper and get him fox-deviled wild was a knight eating cherries. Rip yourself together, medieval knight. We don't want your arrogance. In fact, we German want those people to come down. Down from their high horse and back on the carpet. Yeah, as you know by now, we have our special occasions for every situation. We laugh in the cellar and are quiet in a box and rethink our attitude on the carpet. So, maybe taking some history classes while learning the German language is quite useful. An understanding of the medieval peasant's rage could help studying all the funny sayings we have. And, of course, literally translations don't work the other way around as well. Saying in German that someone made your day would make that person rather confused than delighted, brooding about how on earth he could manage to make a day. It's a lot of learning by heart, which, by the way, would let a German assume you're a very affectionate student, learning something by heart. But no master fell out of the heaven yet. No need for any further explanations. It makes absolute sense to you, right?